I'd like to call this meeting of the Piscataway Township Council to order. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of the township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the Mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Present.
Councilman Espinosa?
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Here.
Councilman Rouse?
Here.
Councilman Shaw?
Here.
Councilman Uren?
Here.
Council President Cahill?
Here. Would you please join me in a salute to our flag? Thank you. That'll bring us to number five. These are comments from administration and council. This is regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda. Are there any comments or concerns about items on the agenda? Seeing none, I'll close number five. And that'll bring us to number six. This is open to the public. This is comments regarding item number 13, which are the consent agenda items. If anyone would like to speak now regarding item number 13, which are the consent agenda items, we'll first open it up to public comment for remote attendees, and then we'll open it up for comment for in-person attendees. So for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so we'll close the remote attendee public portion. This is regarding items number 13, and we'll open it up to the public for anyone wishing to comment regarding the consent agenda items. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Again, these are for the consent agenda items, which are number 13.
Hi, 29 Redwood Road, Pratik Patel. I just have questions on B, E, and G. The questions for B and E is, who initiated this lawsuit? Was it township initiated it? And if there is a settlement, what is the net result of the settlement in a sense that the companies are getting the money or getting tax abatements, or what's the deal there? And then in number G, the professional service contract for affordable housing. Is that the same housing that is being built on the River Road? And if that's the case, I would just like to highlight, like, what is the flood zone on that River Road that they are building all these apartments? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. So Raj, did you want to talk about the subdivision settlements first?
Oh, okay.
You got that?
Yeah. So resolution B is to accept the same question you asked at our last meeting. This is the national settlement for the opioid settlement, and this is with McKinsey, and it's for $5,345.16 that they're going to be paying to us, and this allows us to set up a line item in our budget to accommodate that money.
So that's money received in.
Okay.
A tax settlement from 433 River Road, and it was for the years 2022 and 2023.
Is that 233 Stelton Road, though? On there, it's E.
Oh, right, yes, 233 Stelton Road. And it results in a payment, a refund of $3,761.94, and the rest of them were withdrawn. And G is for, there's a new, as you know, COA, the new round of COA is coming up, which is round four. So we've had, we're absolutely unfamiliar with the rules because the rules have not been promulgated by the state, but we're required to follow them. So this is for professional services for a consulting company for affordable housing planner. And we put it on RFP and we're recommending that it be awarded to Harbor Consultants for a value of not to exceed $35,000.
So is that G actually building houses on a land that is already available, or is this they're doing a survey of existing houses where people who already are renting and they can afford it?
Neither. What they're going to do is they're going to look at the regulations that the state proposes for affordable housing and make recommendations for us on how we could comply with them.
And would you happen to know the state bill that talks about all this kind of stuff, or no, not
at all? It's not in a bill.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Is there anyone else in the public wishing to comment regarding items on number 13, which are the consent agenda items? Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion. So that will bring us to number 7. This is an ordinance on second reading. It is amend redevelopment plan for block 9201, lot 46.20. It is open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Authorizing Addendum to Redevelopment Plan for Block 9201, Lot 46.20, Rivendell Meadows, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, was introduced on the 10th day of September 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of September 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 1st, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-23.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And so now this will be open to the public for any comment. We'll open it up to the remote attendees first. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you. So we'll close the remote attendee public portion. We'll open it up to the public who are here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion on this item. So I'll open it up to the council. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Do I have a second?
Second,
Sean.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 8, which is also an ordinance on second reading. This is acquisition of property block 7508, lot 3. It is also open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property identified as Block 7508, Lot 3, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 etsec, was introduced on the 10th day of September 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of September 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 1st, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published, together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-24.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. So we'll open it up to the public and first to the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address, and you have 3 minutes in which to complete your comments or to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Okay, so I'm going to close the remote attendee portion. We'll open it up to the public for those who are here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments and questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion on this item. I'll open it up to the council. Are there any comments or questions, or can we go right to a vote? Okay, so do I have an offer?
Councilman Aaron.
Do I have a second?
Second. Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aaron?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 9, is also an ordinance on second reading. It is authorizing the sale of 1114 Brookside Road. It will be open to the public, and it is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B, was introduced on the 10th day of September 2024, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 15th day of September 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on October 1st, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-25.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar, and we'll open it up to the public first for the remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. We'll close the remote attendee public portion. We'll open it up to the folks who are here in person. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Yeah, hi. 29 Redbud Road, Pratik. I just have a question. Is this a land and a building or just a land? And if that's the case, what was the sale price that Township agreed to sell this?
So it's a sliver of land, approximately 10 feet wide. The adjacent homeowner wants to buy it to make his lot a conforming lot, and the appraised value is
$18,500. $18,000 for how many square feet?
It's 10 feet wide by 565 feet long, but it's obviously not buildable since it's only 10 feet wide.
So it's so if I do the math, it's 5,650 square feet, 10 by 565, is that correct, for 18,000?
The minimum for building in the zone is 10,000 square feet.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Is there anyone else in the public wishing to comment on this item? Seeing none, we're going to close that to the public. And we'll open it up. Are there any comments from the council, or can we go straight to a vote? Okay, seeing none, we'll open it up. Do I have an offer?
Offer, Councilman
Lombardi.
Okay, we have a first and a second. Okay, great. Very good. So we'll take that roll call vote.
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 10, which is an ordinance on first reading. This is an adopting ordinance. This is authorizing the amendment to redevelopment plan block 3702, lots 1.02 and 2, which are 10 Normandy Drive and 2 Hancock Road. It will be a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance Authorizing Amended Redevelopment Plan for Block 3702, lots 1.02 and 2, 10 Normandy Drive and 2 Hancock Road, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 7th day of November, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. And any comments or questions on that item? Seeing none, I'll take open it up for a vote. Do I have an offer?
Offer Carmichael.
Do I have a second?
Second. Rouse.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on second reading. That'll bring us to number 11. This is an ordinance on first reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Sutton's Lane frontage of block 9101, lot 45.01, and block 9301, lots 47.03, 51.01, 52.02, and 53.03. It is a resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Sutton's Lane frontage of block 9101, lot 45.01, and block 9301, lots 47.03, 51.01, 52.02, and 53.03 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 7th day of November, 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the Township Clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Councilmember and offer.
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That brings us to number 12. This is an ordinance on first reading. This is construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West frontage, block 9001, lots 44.14, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59.02, and 60, and block 9101, lots 50, 51.01, and 53.02, and block 9201, lots 44 and 45, and block 9301, lots 52.03, 53.01, and 54.05. It is a resolution adopting an ordinance. Ms. Cedar, would you please read the resolution?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Ethel Road West frontage of block 9001, lots 44.14. I'm just going to repeat all the ones you just said. 55, 56, 57, 58, 59.02, and 60, and block 9101, lots 50, 51.01, and 53.02, and block 9201, lots 44 and 45, and block 9301, lots 52.03, 53.01, and 54.05 on the Township of Piscataway tax map as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, being is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 7th day of November 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Cedar. Do I have an offer?
Offer Carmichael.
Do I have a second?
Second, Councilman Espinosa.
Ms. Cedar, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Thank you, and the ordinance passes on first reading. That'll bring us to number 13, which are the consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? Seeing none, I will ask for a vote on this. Do I have an offer?
Offer Shaw.
Do I have a second?
Second, Rouse.
Peter, would you please take the roll call vote?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilman Espinosa?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council President Cahill?
Yes, and the consent agenda items pass. This will bring us to number 14. These are announcements and comments from officials. Councilwoman Sharon Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to say the township has already made this public announcement. Just want to make sure that people are aware of the ANCRA program. It's a state program for tax relief, property tax relief. And if you have not gotten a notice from the state, then please go to the, the division of State Division of Taxation and get information if you need help. But it's also available to renters and not just homeowners. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a program too for all. Councilman Espinosa.
Thank you. Yes, first I want to thank everyone who came out to the first annual Piscataway Bike Tour. It was a great success. All the residents had a good time, and And it was a great day, great sunny day, not too cold, not too hot. It was a great writing experience. We had over 145 pre-registrations plus the on-site registrations. So it was great. It was safe. A lot of feedback came that they enjoyed the ride because of the safety that was around them. So it was great. I want to thank our DPW, our police department, Piscataway Police Department, our marshals, our volunteers, everyone who came out. They all did a great job. So looking forward for next year. also, I would like to wish everyone a happy Hispanic Latino Heritage Month and to all our residents. Just want to say to celebrate your roots and honor your heritage. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Councilman. Councilwoman Lombardi?
Just wanted to say for all those people that are signed up for the upcoming first annual Piscataway Township Yard Sale, I hope you do very well on Saturday and Sunday, selling all of the things that you're looking to get rid of. And I hope that maybe somebody might find something interesting and might be worth a lot of money on the Antiques Roadshow. So get around and check out all of our 360 houses that have signed up for the township-wide yard sale.
Thank you, Councilwoman Lombardi. I am so sad that I'm not going to be participating, but I will be going around from home to home, much to my husband's chagrin. And I'm sure he's watching. But I will say, you said that there were over 300 households that 360 at our first one.
Coming in and they're getting their signs and they're excited. And so I think it's a really great success. And I want to especially thank Jen Johnson over in the mayor's office for helping me make this dream come true.
That's wonderful. Jen is awesome. Councilman, oh my gosh, Rouse, I'm sorry.
Comment.
Okay. You know what it is I'm in a daze about going to yard sales, and I can see the mayor's over there looking at me like I'm with your husband, no yard sales. So, Councilman Shaw.
With Carmichael, that the anchors rebate, if you have a senior, then there is an extra $400. Also, you can add it that. So you can go online and add as a senior, you get more money. Thank you.
Oh, excellent point. Thank you, Councilman Shaw. Councilman Earn.
No comment at this time, Council President.
Mr. Mayor.
Just a quick progress report on our solar project. They're moving along. They're ahead of schedule. I want to publicly thank, Senator Booker and Congressman Pallone for voting for the Deficit Reduction Act, as well as several members of the delegation from New Jersey. This is going to transform a lot of our facilities, where over 40% of our energy needs are going to be through solar here in this town. And I wanted to publicly thank the members from Congress from New Jersey that did vote for this. This would not have happened had President Biden with the Deficit Reduction Act right there, and I want to give him credit. And it's a good thing we're doing. I think ultimately it's only going to cost the town less than $1 million for a $25 million project. And that includes the upgrading of a lot of our heating and air conditioning systems and the lighting on all of our government facilities. Because in the past, the tax credits, governments couldn't take advantage of it. Now we can, so which is a good thing. So we're expecting to have everything fully operational by June of 2025, but they're moving along.
You know, Mr. Mayor, I thought maybe it would be good to comment. So, you know, we know the cost isn't anywhere what it should have been because of the Deficit Reduction Act, but in the long run as well, the savings to the township and the cost that we pay for our electricity, correct?
Yes. That's what's good.
Yeah. So,
and I would be very remiss. We want to mention former President Carter's birthday today.
Oh, yeah. 100 years yeah. old. An impressive a life that he has lived, for sure.
Yeah. And I want to thank Councilwoman Carmichael for being at the community block grant hearing today, right there. So, as the council knows, we're going to be spending the money on handicap ramps throughout the town to make it ADA compliant. I know there's another person from the public who wanted just for housing, but you know, with the limited amount of money we have, we thought it was best interest that we take care of those folks that need to, that are walking on sidewalks or creating sidewalks to make it accessible for wheelchair accessibility throughout our community.
Yeah, well, very important, because I do have a neighbor who takes his wheelchair down to the park, so maybe someday there'll be sidewalks there for him. Business administrator. Administrator Daisy, no? Counselor?
No comments, thank you.
Okay. And for myself, I'll just reiterate all that was said here. Some great township events. I know, Dennis, that event was just fantastic. And I think somehow maybe the fairy dust that Councilwoman Lombardi has always had for cleanup day is somehow transferred over to you. And we'll see if it happens too for... for our yard sale weekend. But all around, just a thank you to the township employees, our first responders who make these events happen for our residents. So we want to thank them very much for that. So
can I just add, remember to either register to vote by October 15th, send in your mail-in ballot if you've received it, or send in your application for the mail-in ballot, and the election is Tuesday, November 5th.
Thank you, and that is appropriate for the clerk to do that PSA. Very important to have your vote count. So, yes, I already voted because I vote by mail. Yes, the ballots, if you vote by mail, have already arrived. So fill them out, get them into the drop boxes, either here in front of the police station or at Westergaard Library, or drop them in the mail. But do it as soon as possible. Actually, is a great service, too, for the Board of Elections, who will be counting all of those VBMs. And because our state does a great job at making sure that everyone who is eligible to vote can vote, our vote by mail program is popular, and that means the folks there at the Board of Elections are doing a lot of work. So it'd be super good help to them. Okay, so that closes number 14. This will bring us to number 15. So this is the agenda session for the November 7th, 2024 Piscataway Township Council meeting. The first item is an ordinance on second reading. This is authorizing amendment to redevelopment plan block 3702, lots 1.02 and 2. This is what we spoke about tonight at our first reading. Are there any comments or concerns regarding this item for the next meeting? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item is the ordinance on second reading. Again, this is what we heard tonight. This is construction of local improvement sidewalks on Sutton's Lane frontage of block 9101, lot 45.01, and block 9301, lots 47.03, 51.01, 52.02, and 53.03. It will be also open to the public, and it'll be a resolution adopting ordinance. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that'll be on. The next item will be an ordinance on second reading, construction of local improvement sidewalks on Ethel Road West frontage, block 9001, lots 44.14. There's a lot of blocks and lots there. I'm not going to read through all of them. We spoke about them tonight. Melissa read through that. Are there any comments or questions from council on this? Seeing none, that'll be on. Okay, the next item will be a resolution for Fire District 1 Commissioner's Compensation. Are there any comments or questions from council on this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item is a resolution authorizing award of contract under state contract, patrol cars and upfit 5 2025 Ford Interceptor, winner Ford, not to exceed $162,139.16. Are there any comments or questions regarding this item? Seeing none, that will be on. The next item will be a resolution authorizing award of bid, second year option, fire suppression system testing and maintenance, City Fire Equipment Company, not to exceed $133,700. Are there any comments or questions from council on this item? Seeing none, this will be on. Okay, that will bring us to the public portion. We'll first open it up to the remote attendees. Sorry about that, folks. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it is your turn to speak, you'll receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you've completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you, Ms. Suter. We'll now open it up to the folks who are here in public. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary.
Costas Efthymios, 58 Curtis Avenue, Piscataway, New Jersey. In front of your beautiful cathedral on Lakeview Ave is an old mechanic shop that's all burnt up. Gears now. You lost your opportunity, Mayor. You didn't buy it in time. Now it's going to cost you 10 times more. Get rid of that road and invest it. Ordinance violation. That's in my face. Justice. Nowhere there.
Thank you.
It's
just go ahead and talk, Mr. Patel.
Okay. I'm just here to talk a few things. First of all, I'd like to thank Ms. Carmichael. Based on our last meeting, she did visit our home. She talked with 5 people. I think based on your concern, I mean, you talked with more than me, and I didn't think anybody said that the taxes were, like, easy going. I mean, everybody complained that the taxes were high. So that was the first point that I would like to make. The second point, obviously, I kind of suggested to Ms. Carmichael to, if possible, and I don't know what the legal rigmaround is to put this on a ballot, but I would suggest that in order for this tax to go up by 1,000, I would like to put this on a ballot. The second point that I would like to make is obviously kind of in last meeting, Mr. Mayor indicated that whatever the tax assessment and the process is fair. I can actually show you when based on today's data, I think I've showed on computer with Ms. Carmichael, and I'll give you a real example. And I put that in my email, but just for everybody else. In last year, when I looked at Mr. Mayor's house, which is close to 20,000 square feet in land, his taxes went up by 400, and our neighbor who allowed inspector to come in the house, their taxes up went by 1,000, which is less than, I guess, if you look at the square footage, is 1/10 of the size. So I don't know what goes around in these assessment systems and how they are conducted. Even in today's data, if I just look at this, a township sold the land for 18,000, 5,650, and if my math is right, that's $3.18 a square feet. Our lands right now are assessed at $49 a square feet. So I don't know where did this $47 in difference, even in township book today, in today's meeting, it's showing that much of a gap. And how could this fall through when the deeds are overseen by township? So I really don't know how these numbers are coming into the picture, but when the assessment office comes in and just says that the assessment process is fair, I would like to reopen that whole thing because it's not fair. And On the brighter side of things, probably I can just say that the certain lane roads and everything are doing perfectly fine. I think that's a wonderful job, and we are very thankful for a lot of things. We have raised concern with Ms. Carmichael last time, where few houses are getting run down, and I think agreed that there are a lot of renters in where we are at. But they don't have money and they don't fix it. And I have eyesore on the fence on the garden side, on the park side, and all this kind of stuff. So I don't know what the real issue is. Is it because of high taxation, people have less money to do repairs in the house, or whatever it is? But it's not working. Outside of that, I just have just normal things with election, since we are talking about register to vote. Look, I studied Constitution, and it was a requirement that you have to know English to become a citizen. And if you have citizen, then and only then you can vote. Lately, what's happening today is people who don't understand English, they are voting. So, which is fine if you want to create a fanfare for these folks to allow to vote. But if they don't understand our laws and if they don't understand policies, I don't know what they are voting on. And I don't think so. We should have ordinances like this in this town. I know that we have people of different faith and different languages and whatnot, but it is a very fundamental criteria. If you don't know English, then there are night schools, there are county schools. You can go into school and study English. But if that's not an excuse that I don't know any of this.
Mr. Patel, your time is up. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in the public who would be wishing to comment? May do so at this time. Seeing none, I'm going to close the public portion.
Council President, our distinguished township attorney knows that we've explained on numerous occasions to Mr. Patel what the process is. He knows what the process is. He just doesn't want to file the process. And there's nothing we can do at this point because he doesn't want to file the process that he knows about. And as far as that last comment he just said about people who can't speak English, shouldn't be really voting. That's part of the ultra-nationalist view that he has and has been purporting over the last 4 years and the emails coming to the town hall. So this is nothing new.
Yeah, I'd just like to add, the assessment process is by a third-party independent entity as required by the state. This has nothing to do with our assessment office. This is a third party, and it's made that way specifically to take the government out of it, so there is no bias.
Thank you.
It's not a board.
Public portion's closed. Yeah.
Sir, we can talk on offline.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I mean, look, all of us go through the process. We, you know, we have to let them in, and that is the process for reassessments.
And we're not the only towns that do this. Every other town does the same thing that we do with having the tax assessor come into the house, assess the house. This is nothing that other towns don't do.
I don't object to that. The people who allow the assessment,
all right. The mayor is incorrect in that statement. All right. We're not going to get into discussion. Goomer, talk to you, Mr. Patel, just to make sure that you're completely clear on the process. And with that brings us to the end of the meeting. So I would like to adjourn the meeting. Do I have an offer?
Offer.
Do I have a second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Thank you.